la radio de tout le monde.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 70 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 70 d'English USA. Vous allez assister au cours de cette leçon à un powwow, c'est-à-dire une réunion d'Amérindiens, en américain, Native Americans, dans l'ouest des États-Unis. Et bien sûr, nous allons y retrouver Martin Lerner. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à demander qu'on vous fasse une description d'événements ou d'objets autour de vous. Vous entendrez une conversation entre Martin et des Amérindiens. Alors mettez-vous à sa place et écoutez bien. Voilà quelques exemples de ce que vous allez entendre. Try this. Essayez ça. Try this. Ou bien essaye ça. Ou bien goûte ça. Try this. What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What do you drink? Qu'est-ce que vous buvez? Does this dance have a name? Y a-t-il un nom pour cette danse? Where do Native Americans live? Où vivent les Amérindiens? What is a powwow? Qu'est-ce qu'un powwow? What are those children doing? Que font ces enfants? What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? What does that mean? What's that music? Qu'est-ce que c'est que cette musique?
Would you like something to eat?
Is it Native American food?
Sure. Here, try this. Everybody likes it.
What is it?
It's called fry bread. It's bread fried in fat. Nowadays, the fat is cooking oil. Would you like something to drink?
What do you drink?
I like coffee. The young people all drink sodas.
I would like coffee, too. Thanks. The fry bread is like a donut. It's good.
Let's move over to the dancing.
Does this dance have a name? What's it called?
All the dances have names. This is a rain dance. Many Indians live in dry places, so we dance for rain.
Is it like a prayer for rain?
Yes. Some people sing the prayer, but you don't need to sing. The dancers are from different tribes and have different languages. They can all dance the rain dance.
Do they all dance the same rain dance?
Not exactly the same dance. It's not necessary. The dancing is very individual. The dancers have freedom. There is no story to tell. They just dance.
The dancers have different clothing. Why?
There are different kinds of dancers. See the older people in front? They are traditional dancers. They know all the old dances. Some are from different tribes, too.
Where are powwows held now?
They're held everywhere now, from the Atlantic to the Pacific Oceans. There are more in the West because there are more Native Americans in the West.
Where do the most Indians live?
Arizona is the state with the most. Many live here in Oklahoma, too. Where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
There are Native Americans in Maryland.
Can you explain what a powwow means to modern Indians?
The modern powwow is a celebration of being Native American. It's everything you see and hear. It's the food, the dancing, the talking. Tomorrow there will be a parade and horse races. Do you see the little children dancing? They are learning what it means to be Indian.
What are those children doing? It looks like a class.
It is. Can you see those feathers?
Yes. What is that?
They are learning to make headdresses. The teacher is showing them how to make the headband, and then he will show them how to put on the feathers.
Feathers are important in Indian culture.
Very. I'll show you some more art with feathers. Come with me.
On peut se servir de différentes phrases pour demander la signification de certaines expressions ou certains événements. Écoutez ces exemples.
What's that? What do you mean, rain dance? What does that mean? Can you explain what powwow means?
Pour demander le sens d'un mot ou d'une expression, on peut se servir de cette interrogation très courante. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Dites à Martin Lerner, What does that mean? Une fois qu'il aura fini sa phrase, par exemple, il dira, This is fry bread. Et vous, vous allez dire, What does that mean? Il dira autre chose et vous n'auriez qu'à dire, What does that mean? Comme ça, vous aurez la pratique.
This is fry bread. This is a rain dance. Tomorrow there will be a parade. This is a feather headdress. What's that music?
It's a traditional Native American flute.
It's very beautiful. Are all Indians musical?
In a way. We're not all good at singing and playing, but it's very important in our lives. The music helps remind us we are Native Americans.
You've just heard part one of lesson number 70 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 70e leçon. In a few minutes, we'll go on with part two. Dans quelques instants, nous nous retrouverons pour la seconde partie où vous continuerez d'apprendre à demander et à donner la définition de mots ou d'objets inconnus. Restez donc à l'écoute. Please stay with us. Mes remerciements à vous, nos fidèles auditeurs, et en particulier à tous ceux qui ont écrit à English USA. Thank you so much for writing. I love reading your letters and knowing that the lessons are useful to you. Je suis heureuse de savoir que ce programme vous est utile. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to lesson number 70 of English USA. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner en compagnie d'un Amérindien, a Native American, à un powwow, c'est-à-dire une rencontre d'Amérindiens dans l'état de Oklahoma. Vous continuerez à apprendre à demander et à donner la signification de nouveaux mots ou de nouveaux objets. On parlera de la culture amérindienne. Quelques exemples. What is he wearing? Que porte-t-il? What is he wearing? Ou bien, does it mean something? Cela veut-il dire quelque chose? Does it mean something? Ou bien encore, what is that for? Ça sert à quoi cette chose? What is that for? Ou bien encore, what is this called? Ça s'appelle comment ça? What is this called?
See the boy who is standing over there?
The boy who is wearing the blue shirt?
Yes. What is he eating?
That's an Indian taco.
Is that typical Indian food?
We borrowed it from Mexico. I think it is powwow food. We don't eat tacos in my community.
Is there typical Native American food?
In the old days, maybe. Nowadays, we eat what everyone else eats. People in the Southwest eat different foods from the ones who live in the Northeast. Could we ask my wife later? I don't know much about food.
Could I talk to your wife about food? I like to know about food.
Are you hungry?
No, not now. What's he wearing around his neck?
Who?
The one who is eating the taco. I forgot what you call the thing he's wearing.
That's called a bolo. Many men in the West wear those.
Does it mean something? Why do they wear them?
It's for decoration. It's like the clothing for the dance. Decoration is important for celebrations.
The bolo doesn't have any other meaning?
The bolo is very simple. It's just a black cord around the neck with a piece of jewelry that slides up and down. The piece of jewelry is usually silver with some stone. Some Indians think the stone should be turquoise.
Like the blue stone he is wearing?
Yes. Some people think turquoise has spiritual qualities. Look at the other people here. You will see a lot of turquoise jewelry.
What is that over there? Can we walk over there?
That's the trading area. Do you like arts and crafts?
I like to look at them.
Many people come to powwows to trade or shop. Some Native Americans are doing arts and crafts that were given up or forgotten. Look at these.
What are those?
What do you think?
Maybe something used for cooking.
That's right. They were simple cooking utensils made from wood.
What's that one for?
That's for holding a pot over the fire.
What's this one?
It's a stirring stick, probably for porridge. That one is a kind of fork for holding or turning meat over the fire. Let me show you some of the clothing.
This is wonderful. What is it?
I don't know. Let's ask.
Certaines questions sont utilisées couramment pour demander à quoi sert un objet ou quel est le sens d'un mot. Écoutez bien Martin.
What's this? What's this called? What's this for?
D'abord, vous écouterez Martin Lerner. Ensuite, vous lui poserez une des questions que vous venez d'entendre, si vous vous rappelez bien. Je vais vous les énumérer très rapidement. What's this? What's this called? What's this for? What's this? C'est qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? What's this called? Comment ça s'appelle ça? What's this for? C'est pourquoi ça? Ou ça sert à quoi? Écoutez bien Martin Lerner et ensuite posez-lui la question.
Look at this piece of jewelry. This clothing is beautiful. The food is interesting. This is a wonderful dance.
What would you like to see now?
I would like to look at that. What is it?
You always look for the food, don't you? I think it's time for lunch.
What are they doing?
They are making cornmeal. Let's watch.
Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin en vous servant des mots que nous avons appris aujourd'hui? Essayez.
What's that he's wearing around his neck? What's that they are making?
Je tiens à remercier certains auditeurs, spécialement Monsieur Amadi Faye à Fatik au Sénégal. Merci Monsieur Amadi Faye. Monsieur Justin Oganda Taoba, secrétaire comptable à l'Institut Zaïrois pour la conservation de la nature à Époulou, au Zaïre. Merci Monsieur Justin Oganda Taoba. Monsieur le docteur Louis Mpemba, Regional Pharmacist Inspector à l'hôpital Kinkala au Congo. Merci, docteur Louis Mpemba, pour votre lettre. Mr. Vicky Mwambanz en Zambie. Mr. Vicky Mwambanz, merci pour votre lettre. Monsieur Antoine Bantoud de Pointe-Noire au Congo. Merci, Monsieur Antoine Bantoud. Merci aussi à Papi Kalonji Ngalula, à Bukavu Zaïre. Merci, Papi Kalonji. Imaginez-vous qu'un Américain ou une Américaine est en visite chez vous, dans votre quartier ou dans votre village, et les questions qui lui viendraient à la tête. Vous leur feriez sûrement goûter à un plat régional ou traditionnel en leur disant « Try this ». Et répétez après moi « Try this ». Ou bien « Taste this ». Goûtez ça. Essayez ce plat ou goûtez ça. « Try this ». La personne répondra « What is it ? » Qu'est-ce que c'est ? What is it ? À vous de répondre et de me donner le nom d'un plat. What is it ? Répondez-moi. Ensuite, la personne vous demandera What do you drink ? Que buvez-vous dans votre culture ? What do you drink ? Je pense qu'il y a énormément de réponses possibles. We drink palm wine. We drink beer. We drink juice. We drink coconut water. Palm wine, beer, coconut water. Et je suis sûre que vous en avez d'autres à ajouter. What do you drink? Vous pouvez répondre à la personne. Ensuite, s'ils assistent à une danse traditionnelle, la personne demandera « Does this dance have a name ?» Y a-t-il un nom pour cette danse ?« Does this dance have a name ?» Et vous répondrez. Ensuite, il y a des petits-enfants dans le village qui sont en train de courir ou de chanter, de danser et de jouer aux instruments, la personne demandera « What are those children doing ?» Que font ces enfants ? Quelle est la signification de ce qu'ils font ? « What are those children doing ?» Autre question possible, « What does that mean ?» Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça, s'ils sont en train de ou d'observer un phénomène ? Ils vous demanderont « What does that mean ?» ou bien une phrase qu'ils aient entendue ou une expression dans votre langue qu'ils ne comprennent pas. « What does that mean ?» Ensuite, s'ils entendent une musique traditionnelle avec des instruments traditionnels qu'ils ne connaissent pas, ils demanderont « What's that music ?» And that's it for lesson number 70 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 70 d'English USA. Vous avez entendu les questions et remarques de Martin Lerner lorsqu'il se trouve à un powwow, une fête de rencontre parmi des Amérindiens, Native Americans ou Indiens. Il pose les mêmes questions que vous vous poseriez peut-être si vous étiez en voyage dans un autre pays ou si vous séjourniez dans une autre culture dans votre propre pays. Pensez à ces questions et expressions. Exercez-vous, chez vous ou entre amis, à demander ces mêmes questions et à donner des réponses. What is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is he doing? Que fait-il? What's that he's wearing? Que porte-t-il? What's that they're making? Qu'est-ce qu'ils font? What is this for? C'est pour quoi ça ou ça sert à quoi ça? What's it called? Ça s'appelle comment? Pensez aussi aux questions qu'un étranger vous poserait sur votre propre culture, les habits, les décorations, etc. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Ils tirent corps, c'est pas l'ONU. Parce que ma génération, on est tous déçus. Depuis le début, eux ils tirent à vue. Et en cas de problème, eux ils ont rien vu. Un cousin, je dois faire un geste. C'est comme faire cake qui te tend la perche. Pile carapi. Ça c'est dans les faits.
décor. Idir pour un meilleur avenir. Eh, c'est à mon tour de le dire. La France des couleurs défendra les couleurs de la France.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
Mr. 305. Better say Mr. Worldwide.
It's alright, it's okay.
Marcia.
Yeah. I said do what you want, push
let's
my
take over the world. Yeah.
We come to break away.
It's alright, alright. I've been watching you, baby, all night. The way you move your body is alright, alright. And I just want to say, hey, hey, baby, what's your name? Hey, hey, baby, what's your name? It's alright, it's okay. We gon' party all night and drink all day. It's alright, it's okay. We gon' party all night and drink all day.
Pity Marshall came to take over the world. If you don't believe me, just watch us.
Watch us.
God bless Haiti, and just like Haitians, it takes more than an earthquake to stop us. Sweat don't kill you, make it stronger.
Stronger.
And there's nothing that can feed this hunger.
Hunger.
We gon' keep coming with the heat. Skibbity doo wop and flip the beat. Pit got this, watch this. You sound monotonous. Stop this. I already told you not this. Hey, miss, you, me, me, you, you and I, tonight.
All
right.
It's all right. All right. You want the back balcony and it's so tight.
So tight.
No space to move up in your body, vibes nice. What nobody say, we come to rock magic, we come to break away.
It's alright, alright, I've been watching you baby all night, the way you move your body is alright, alright, and I just want to say, hey, hey, baby what's your name, hey, hey, baby what's your name. It's alright, it's okay, we gon' party all night, and drink all day. It's alright, it's okay.
Your body know it's alright. Wind up your body cause it's okay. Jump up and down and do what you like. Work up yourself and go crazy. Drink what we want and do it all night. Party don't stop till the break of day. Pump up the music, turn up the lights. Swing it don't stop until we say. Get wild and wind up your bumper, boy. Wind up like you don't care. Back in time, girl, pull up your bumper down. All the man them calling. It's alright,
alright.
You want the bad balcony and it's so tight.
So tight.
No space to move up in your body. Nobody say, we come to rock magic, we come to break away.
It's alright, alright, I've been watching you baby all night, the way you move your body is alright, alright, and I just want to say, hey, hey, baby what's your name, hey, hey, baby what's your name. It's alright, it's okay, we gon' party all night, and drink all day. It's alright, it's okay.
One time, turn your ass up.
VOA Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos.